The Alaska Marine Highway System is bringing online service back aboard. State officials signed a contract this month to provide internet connections to most ferries when they're at sea. The $2.2 million contract with Radio Holland covers almost 3 years. Ferry Chief Jim Beadle says staff will try the system out as a communications and administrative tool before it goes public.
Basically, it's going to be internal. We need to make sure that it works for the Alaska Marine Highway System, and then we hope to broaden it out and allow the public to connect to use cell phones or laptop computers and stuff.
The system is already on most ferries. The Lakanti and Taku will get the equipment this year. The Marine Highway tried providing onboard online service before, but it didn't work out.
Because of our tall mountains, because of the location that we're in, where you use satellite connection and people that were hooked up were having large problems with it, so we stopped charging. We would probably just provide it as a service until we know that the service is reliable enough that you can charge money for it.
The new system is expected to overcome those problems. It will be set up as a private network, like one Radio Holland built for a 55-vessel fleet operating on the St. Lawrence Seaway. While the system will be free once it's public, Beadle says it could eventually switch to a pay service.